went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's another beautiful day, honey, in Madtown to bring two people together. One doesn't really want to. We don't know why. Maybe it's their face. Maybe it's the way they smell. But we will find out.
We will. We love bringing people together, and that's why we have Marsha calling. Hey, Marsha.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah. I know. Seriously, can life get back to normal? We could all enjoy that for sure. So tell us, you were calling because you went out kind of on a date virtually. Tell us what's going on with it.
Yeah. So I went out with this guy named Brent, and we were both on Match. That's how we found each other. And when I saw, you know, his profile, I was skimming through it, and it was just like, he was perfect. You know, like, we had a ton of stuff in common. You know, he enjoys taking trips to Seattle. He loves the outdoors. And, like, he even had going to Ireland on his bucket list. And, like, it's crazy. Ooh. I mean, I know. Like, I've been wanting to do that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And sent him a message. And I was like, hey, do you want to, you know, maybe try to like hop on a Zoom call or something? And he's like, yeah, why don't we do like a quick chat and see if we vibe before we, you know, actually like go full in. And so we chatted for like 45 minutes and it was great. Like, he was, you know, really kind and was asking all these questions. And, you know, at the end he was like, hey, you know, we should do this again and make it more of like an official virtual date and like maybe Friday or Saturday. And he said he was going to check his schedule, and I was super pumped, and then I never heard from him. I literally have no idea what happened.
Man, that sucks.
That took a while.
It's like, right. I know you're not busy. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, we all know.
You are at home.
That's right.
Okay, so you're probably like literally sitting there thinking, because we all do this. Usually back in our day, we would just stare at the phone and be like, please ring, please ring, please ring. Why aren't you getting back to me?
That's right.
But it sounds like everything went really nice. Again, you met on Match and then you guys talked for 45 minutes. We all want to go to Ireland with you. So hopefully we can get this second date to happen because we're going to come in your luggage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I make that.
You totally can.
Oh, good, good. We're going to fly away.
We will.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, for some reason now, you were supposed to do this virtual date. He's not getting back to you. So you can't think of anything that might have just stirred him away.
Like, I have literally no idea. Like, this is the most I've connected with anybody in forever. So it makes zero sense.
Well, we need to make sense of this, Tracy.
That's right.
All right.
We need to investigate.
That is what we're doing. Uh-huh. All right. So we're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we will call Mr. Brent and see why the heck he is not getting back to you. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, honey. It's happening next. Hopefully a second date between Marsha and Brent with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. We're in the midst of Second Date Update. You know, life is kind of weird, the dating life especially, because you can't like go into a bar and say hi. I mean, things are lifting, which is really good.
Yeah, that is nice.
So there is light at the end of the tunnel, but still people are staying home and doing what they can. So that's why we have Marsha on the phone.
Yeah, we've got Marsha calling for a second date with Brent. So they met on Match, and she said as soon as she saw his profile, she knew he was great for her. They had a lot in common. He enjoys taking trips to Seattle, outdoors. But his bucket list, he wants to go to Ireland.
Oh,
I think
gosh,
that really just got her. And that got us.
Honey, you know that's where my people are.
I know,
us,
girl.
Us gingers come from Ireland.
I want to go with you to visit your people.
You be my lucky charm, girl.
Okay. So you know what? She reached out to him and they decided to get on a quick video chat just to make sure they were vibing. Yeah. It sounded like they were. So he said, let's make an official virtual date Friday or Saturday. And then she never heard back from him.
Yeah. Well, we need to find out. Marsha, are you ready, honey? We're going to give him a call.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hello, this is Brent.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, hello, Brent. How are you?
I'm good. What's this? What's going on?
Sorry, Tracy can't consume herself.
No,
when she hears a hot voice on the on the radio, because that's what you are on the radio. Hi, Brent. This is Kristen Tracy calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm good. Are you from the radio station?
Yeah, my man.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to us? Just two chicks on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we are excited to tell you that you just won a trip to Ireland, and Trey and I are going to go with you.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a gift. But here's the thing. It's not just going to be with us because there is another beautiful young lady that we absolutely need to take. Do you remember meeting a beautiful woman on Match? And then you guys had a little chitty chatty. Her name is Marsha.
Yeah. Is this about her?
It is.
It is.
Because she likes Ireland, too.
Yeah, she sure
She's
does.
She's actually the one that told us about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we want to know why you're not getting back to her.
That's correct.
Spill the tea.
All right. Well, I mean, this is maybe, I don't know, like, I don't want to drag her down on the radio or anything, but we just weren't a good match, you know?
You just weren't a good match.
Well, why?
I mean, it sounded like you were a good match. Yeah. I mean, we heard out on the Madtown streets that you talked for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know how if you date somebody and you like them and you think that it could click, that you try to maybe do a little bit of research. You try to like find out what they're like. You know, you look online, that sort of thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you got to do your research.
Come on, honey. It's mm-hmm. called stalking.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say that I was stalking her, but I just looked up her profile on Facebook, and I don't know, like, I checked her stuff out and had all these comments about her ex on there, and a lot of them were, like, terrible. So, I don't know. Like, she didn't need to be dragging her ex on social media that way, especially, like, they broke up 2 years ago.
Really?
It kind of, like, it really cooled me to her, you know?
Okay, so were you on, like, her Facebook page and found this?
Yeah, she's got a public profile.
Okay.
Which is fine. It I don't know. It felt like if you're airing this dirty laundry in public, what does that mean?
Well, you know what? I have a girlfriend who used to do this all the time. Mm-hmm. And I tell her, I'm like, you got to stop doing this because no one cares, number one.
Right.
And number two, especially if you're out in the dating world, you don't want to be putting that out there because stuff like this will happen. Well, you know what? Let's just ask her because she is on the phone. Brent, you are on Second Date Update. And Miss Marsha has given us a call. So, Marsha, love, is it true? Well, you guys can say hi first.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi. I just told you, first of all, this is a really horrible way to find out that your Facebook settings are public, because I definitely did not know that.
Oh.
So, and also, like, I don't know. I feel like you could have just maybe said something to me instead of, you know, like, just completely ignoring me. Like, you know, my ex-boyfriend is, like, he's an asshole. You know, he cheated on me, and, like, I'm pissed about it. And it sucks because he's still friends with, you know, some people in my circle, and I vent about it sometimes. And, you know, I just wish you had said something to me because I could have explained myself better. But it's really shitty that you just kind of disappeared.
She's breaking it down, Brent.
She broke it down. Wow.
I mean, I hear you. Sorry we have to do this on the radio, but I just kind of don't want to have things be this intense this early on.
I mean, we could respect that. First off, Marsha, we get it, honey. If you get your ass cheated on, the anger doesn't go away.
Right.
It takes a couple more than a couple years, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah, it takes a long time.
And like you said, you didn't realize that your public settings were public. So, you know, obviously you'll probably change that from now. But I don't know. Maybe it just sounds like you guys, even though you were on Match, kind of are just a mismatch. Because I'm not feeling the connection.
No.
Which sucks because, you know, Marsha did really feel for you, Brent. Like, she really had a great time. Are you sure there's no way that you could look past this? I mean, again, she's just being herself and, you know, this is something she needs to let go, obviously, because it's not good to hang on to that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's no hard feelings, you know?
All right. Okay. Well, Marsha, I'm sorry, love you, that we couldn't make this happen again for you.
I mean, look, if somebody's not willing to, like, look over something like that, it's not anybody I want to go out with anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will just keep ourselves separated 6 feet, honey.
That's right.
And we will date other people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Like Tracy and Brett.
Oh, hey.
Hook that up. All right.